This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Looks like a yet another battle then for the throne is about to unfold after the drama that we saw, of course, with the Zulu monarchy, or the heir, the battle over who the rightful heir to the throne is. It seems that something similar could be playing out in Limpopo, where this time the Balobedu people in Limpopo, where the inauguration of Likukela Modjadji as the king of the Balobedu nation is scheduled for the end of this month. The Balobedu Royal Council and Regent Mpapatla Modjadji announced in a letter to the Balobedu nation that they are preparing to hold a traditional and cultural ceremony to prepare Prince Likukela for the crown, plunging the royal battle for the crown back into the spotlight. Let's speak first to Ronnie Marwatsehla, who is the Balobedu Royal Council spokesperson. Good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Kabiso and all your listeners, good morning.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. Now, there seems, from your point of view here, why is it that it has been decided that the Prince Likukela is the rightful heir to the throne, whereas there seems to be a bit of a dispute about that? Just tell us about your position as a royal council.
You see, Tabiso, it must be made very clear that the honors of the decision as to who is to ascend the throne lies with the royal family. Mm. It is the royal family that presents to the royal council that after an intensive look, and the royal family has finally come to this conclusion. And this is exactly what has happened. There is nothing strange, nothing unfamiliar.
If that's the case, then if there was consensus on the, you say nothing strange about this, then there would be no dispute about this. I mean, what is your position then? Allow me to ask the question before you answer it. As I said, if what you are saying is true, and that there's nothing untoward and there's nothing strange about what is happening here, then there should be no dispute at all about who the heir is. But that does not seem to be the case, as I have. So, Vincent, what is your position in terms of the status of Princess Masalanabo?
No. You see, Tabiso, the reason why I even jumped in just to answer your question is because I knew what you are going to talk about. You see, we don't have a dispute as a family. We don't have a dispute as a royal council. The dispute comes from outside. Then those who are creating dispute are better placed to can answer that question, not us. We don't have a problem from the royal house. We don't have a problem from the royal council. We don't have a problem from the entire internal community, Yabadobedu. But the outsiders are the people who are having a problem. They are best placed to can respond to that question which you're posing.
All right, let me put it to you this way. Is Princess Masalanabo a member of the royal family?
She is. She is the daughter to the queen.
Is she then not the rightful heir then to the throne?
No. You see now, that question, like I'm telling you, every nation, every kingdom or queendom has got its own customs and traditions. And as to who is going to ascend the throne, it comes from the internal royal family. So, you see, you will understand that any kingdom will have descendants, will have its own subjects and the daughters and sons to the current incumbent. So, to say, Susiri, vana wa kosi, re lobaga moka, ka go bana ya to dula tshulong sa borena ha tsebe. But this time around, the royal house, the royal family has come out with a name, and it is not our duty and responsibility, and even the duty and the responsibility of people from outside to question why this one and not this one. I think we will be overstepping, and unnecessarily so.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to see if I want to now bring in at this point Dr. Matthew Saposa, who is the legal representative for Dr. Mathole Motsekga, who in turn has been acting as guardian for Princess Masala Nabo, who they believe is the rightful heir to the throne here. Dr. Saposa, good morning to you, and thank you very much for coming on. Good morning.
Morning, Tabiso. How are you?
I'm very well. I trust that you are well, too. I wonder what your response is.
I'm well. I also want to greet your listeners, sir.
Thank you, sir. What is your response, then, to what we have just heard from the spokesperson for the Royal Council in as far as the issues of the succession of the Balubedu here?
Tabiso, I can tell you this, what he said is not worthy of a response. The fact of the matter is, we as an attorneys act for Mr. Motsekga and Jim Motsekga, who are the custodians as per the court order of Masala Nabo, Princess Masala Nabo, who in terms of the commission, the Tolo Commission, which was established by our president in this country, after a lot of evidence was laid, the commission said she is the successor to her late mother. Mm-hmm. It's there. Mm-hmm. The president, our president currently, Cyril Ramaphosa, has recognized that report of the commission and its finding on Masala Nabo. Mm-hmm. Our uncles, and I want to respect them, who are now claiming someone else is the Kukela is the successor, mm-hmm. are being less than honest. Mm-hmm. Less than honest. They know the truth. They were there, some of them at the commission. They lost in a legal, constitutionally structured commission of the country. Mm. Now they want to come through the back door. What is it? Greed. Lack of respect for the law. Mm. I mean, they know what happened in the commission. They know that Comrade Motsekga has been legally, by court of law, made a custodian. They know that Masala Nabo is successor to her mother's throne. Mm. Is this an attack against a woman? Mm. And I'm not throwing a cheap shot at them. So there's a mentality that the woman cannot be as yesterday from Mamam Pond. It's all nonsense. The constitution allows a person to become ascend to a throne as a king or a chief. And Prince Masala Nabo is the rightful queen of the Balobedu nation. Mm-hmm. And we are today, on Friday, we mounted a cease and desist letter to them, which says, it's a letter that says, stop your inauguration because it's phantom. If you don't stop it today, Monday, we're filing an interdict. So we will be filing an interdict today to stop all this nonsense.
Right. Mr. Marwasetla, you have heard that. Are you going to be acting in defiance now of the courts, as Mr. Posa is saying, Dr. Posa is saying here, that there is a recognition that has been given to Princess Masala Nabo as the rightful heir? Your actions would seem to be going contrary to all of that.
You see, Tabiso, let us demystify the confusion that my learned friend Matthew Posa is trying to impose and trying to bring forward. There will be no commission that will identify as to who should be the next person to sit on the throne. That's the first thing. Number two, there will be no court in this republic or in anywhere else which will be able to come up with the rightful heir to the throne. But the responsibility as to who is to succeed the former incumbent comes with the royal house, comes with the royal family. So for outsiders to think they can come and dictate to us as to who is going to sit on the throne, that is completely nonsensical, and we're not going to accept it as the Balobedu nation. And for this reason, I want to put it on record that this issue is completely not a legal issue. Let them continue with their court. We also have got the defense councils which will come forward to defend them. It's not a question of saying the courts will say. There is no court in this world which will ever dictate to any monarch as to who the successor is going to be.
But we have laws. We have laws and we have a constitution.
With their court issues. We will continue with our royal matters, finito and clara.
Yes, but even these royal matters are also subject to the constitution of the land. I mean, after all, these kings and queens and so forth are actually paid and looked after by the state. So they do require that recognition.
Yes, but requiring the recognition does not mean to dictate to us. You must separate between the two. Show me any court in this world which has ever dictated to any nation.
Courts do not dictate to anybody, but courts will interpret the law.
Yeah, so let them proceed interpreting the law. But we are proceeding with our installation, our customary installation, come this coming weekend.
In defiance of what the courts have ruled.
Where is that defiance?
Or the commission.
He's still guessing. He's still guessing. They are still to institute the interdict. There is no interdict where we are standing now. Let them proceed with their court proceedings, and we will continue with our traditional installation of the king, Likukela, Prince Likukela Mujach.
Right. Let me put on the record, on the 10th of October, there's a court case about this matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they know there's a court case. They're trying to subvert it a week before. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do. They know there's a court case about the matter, which affirms the commission's findings against their attempt to install someone wrong. So not only is that interdict is caused by their activities to push it to this weekend, trying to subvert the court case. This is a sub judice matter. The matter is pending in court.
Mm.
So he pretends he does not know there's a court process. There is a court process. He knows about it. It's coming on the 10th. So before the 10th, they're jumping the gun. So we need to stop them.
All right.
We need to stop them.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to thank you both. Dr. Matthew Sposak, thank you very much for your time as well. And to you, Mr. Marwatsela, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Tabiso, and thank you to our listener.
All right, there you go then. I guess the courts will have to rule.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.